Are you ready, all you fans out there in out there land? I say it's time again. Have mercy, let the congregation say, hey, man. It's time for the biggest, baddest party in the world. So get on up, turn it up a notch, and get ready to boogie, baby. Ow!
From Tomahawk to Rhinelander, from Anago to Eagle River, and everywhere in between, it's time for the Sports Q on WJJQ. Now, here is your host, Alex Cook.
Wednesday evening and welcome everyone to the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'm Alex Cook. Great to have you along here on this wonderful, wonderful Wednesday morning. Hope you had a great Halloween. Hope you also had a fantastic start to your month of November today. Got a jam-packed show for you today. Later on, we'll have ESPN Madison's Alex Stroph on to talk about the Badger basketball season. We will also have clips from Jordan Love and Matt LaFleur from Green Bay's loss to the Vikings this past weekend. And we'll also have Tomahawk Girls swimmer Paige DeKeep and her coach Melissa Neiman on to talk about the upcoming sectional meet this weekend. But first, we're going to turn it to the hardwood for some Bucks basketball.
Holiday rips it away! 16 seconds to go to Giannis. Slam it! How about that?
Okay, so let's jump right into it here. I still love that call, even though Holiday's no longer in Milwaukee. So, you know, I remember coming into the season, there was a legitimate chance Milwaukee could repeat what happened in 2020, which was pretty much they upgrade the point guard position, Giannis signs an extension, the next domino to fall is to win the NBA title, which they've done once before. They did it in 2021, obviously. They've gotten off to a 2-1 start so far this year. They're getting underway. They're going to get underway with their first road game of the season in Toronto coming up later on tonight. I believe that tips off at 6. So they began the season with a bang with a 118-117 win over the Philadelphia 76ers with Joel Embiid and without James Harden, who's now a member of the LA Clippers. Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo started off with bangs, 39 points, 8 rebounds, 23 points, 12 boards for the duo of Lillard and Giannis. And then they follow that up with having a really bad shooting night against Atlanta. And what I would tell everyone is if you're panicking, this was Lillard's worst shooting night of his career. I don't think he's going to have another one. Bad nights happen. Everybody has bad nights. Lillard was able to bounce back and put forth very good effort. He still struggled shooting from three-point range, but he was able to make his shots in the paint, and he was also able to knock down his free throws, something that is very, very, very crucial in Milwaukee competing for a title. So again, that's a given. Then they followed it up with beating Miami at home 122-114. Again, wish they could have done that in the first round of the playoffs last year. Giannis Monday, 33 points, 7 boards. Damian Lillard with 25. Bobby Portis came in. He has been a key contributor for this Bucks throughout his whole career here in Milwaukee off the bench. My wife is a big Bobby Portis fan. I remember when I got her a Bobby Portis jersey for her birthday. She absolutely went nuts. So that goes incredibly well. And Chris Middleton, he's been limited. His knee is still a question mark. He has been, you know, in and out of the lineup, obviously. He played 16 and 17 minutes in two of the first three games. I'm waiting for him to have a 30-minute game. That's what I'm waiting for. And it's early in the season, but I would like to see Middleton get out there a little bit more because the only way that he can work himself back into the lineup is if he becomes a lot more comfortable. Again, he signed a 3-year extension this past offseason so that he could stay in Milwaukee and compete with Giannis and now Lillard for an NBA title. And he said that he's had no problems being the third option. If Chris Middleton is your third option, you have a really, really, good chance of getting back to the postseason and also a very good chance of winning the NBA championship. And I know that people are going to be high on Boston, and you have a right to be. Boston does have a very good team. The question for them is I don't see a true superstar on this team. I see two stars that are very good two-way players, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. And Drew Holiday will provide a big boost for them, so will Kristaps Porzingis. But the thing is, Boston doesn't have a guy that can close, and they don't have a true superstar. Again, Jason Tatum could be that. He's borderline. But he needs to win a title in order for me to consider him a superstar. Then a championship, definitely would consider him a superstar. I thought that Giannis was a superstar once he started dominating the league in 18-19, winning his first MVP. I never thought that Chris Middleton was a superstar. He is a star. Damian Lillard is a superstar. I know that he hasn't had a lot of success in the postseason. Jason Tatum has had more success than him, but you can only do so much as a 6'3" point guard. Jason Tatum is a 6'7" small forward from Duke that honestly has struggled, has been hit and miss in the postseason. Let's just be real about that. Here's my thing with this Bucks now through three games. We need to find another member of the bench to step up and be a key contributor. I thought that Marjon Beauchamp had a good chance to do that. I thought that Malik Beasley would have a chance to do that, but it was Adrian Griffin that decided to put him in the starting lineup, which I don't necessarily agree with, but if you're going to try and get shooting, which it seems like the route that Griffin is trying to do, Beasley's your guy. So I disagree, but I understand the move. So now you're going to lead either Marjon Beauchamp, Pat Connaughton, Jay Crowder. You're going to need to have one of these guys step up and be the next man up after Bobby Portis. That's essentially what it comes down to. Now, here's one thing I will say about Milwaukee as well through the first few games. This team looks different. There's not a lot of iso ball. There's a lot more movement off the ball on the offensive side. The defensive intensity has essentially stayed the same. They are one of the best defensive teams in basketball for a reason, because you've got tree trunks consistently down in the paint. Giannis, Portis, Lopez, all of those guys. But I will point out that they are moving a lot more offensively. I don't know if it's necessarily because of Adrian Griffin's coaching style or if it's because that they've opened up the floor a lot with Damian Lillard. It could be both, but I think it would be more for Lillard. And again, that same intensity is being kept in check defensively. And there's no hero ball. Again, limited iso ball. And the difference is key for this team. If they are able to move the ball consistently throughout the course of this season, they will have a very hard time being stopped unless Lillard or Giannis have an off night, which is possible. It will happen. I think that one of them will have an off night. I find it incredibly hard to believe that both of them will have an off night on the same night. And Giannis's off nights, especially in the regular season, are very rare. It's very rare that he will put up less than 30 a game. It's very rare that Damian Lillard will put up less than 25-30 a game. It will happen. But the Bucks have a lot to be excited about. Bucks are in Toronto tonight. They have their first road game of the regular season. Coming up after the break, we'll sit down with ESPN Madison's Alex Strofe to get a preview of the Badger basketball season. Badger basketball has an exhibition game tonight at UW Stevens Point that begins at 7 at the Kohl Center. And also later on, we'll be chatting with Hatchet Girls swim coach Melissa Neiman and also swimmer Paige DeKeep to get their thoughts on the upcoming sectional meet in Merrill this Saturday. Alex Strofe is next, though, here on the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Talking Packers, Badgers, Brewers, Bucks, and local sports. You are listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Make sure your furnace is ready for the upcoming Northwoods winter with a Carrier Home Comfort System from Hilgi's LP Gas. Bringing comfort to your home is Hilgi's LP Gas of Tomahawk's top priority, and with a complete lineup of furnace systems, Carrier and Hilgi's are dedicated to improving your quality of life by creating a comfortable, healthy living environment. Remember last winter? Well, yeah, don't wait until the snow flies this year. Get your new Carrier furnace now. Carrier, turn to the experts at Hilgi's LP Gas, South Tomahawk Avenue, or Hilgi's.com online. Call Hilgi's at 453-3505.
Billy Bob's Sports Bar in Grantland invites you to dine in or carry out all your favorite menu selections, including soup, salad, sandwiches, wraps, and Chicago-style pizza. Happy hour is Monday through Thursday from 2 until 5. On Fridays, Billy Bob serves their fantastic fish fry all day, and Saturday it's prime rib with servings starting at 5 and while supplies last. Billy Bob's Sports Bar and Grill, County Highway L, north of Tomahawk, ready to serve you daily at 11 o'clock. It's Billy Bob's Sports Bar and Grill.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'm Alex Cook. Good to have you along here on this Wednesday evening. Currently joining, welcome back to the show. We have the on-air host of Mr. Irrelevant every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for ESPN Madison. Please welcome Alex Strofe. Alex, welcome back to the show, man. Thank you for joining me.
Anytime, Alex. I feel like that intro was like worthy of an applause. I feel like I'm walking out in front of a live studio audience. It's terrific. Thanks.
Absolutely.
Happy to do it.
Absolutely. And obviously with you being down in Madison, you cover the Wisconsin Badgers. Badger basketball has an exhibition game tonight with UW Stevens Point. So why don't we go ahead and jump right into Badger basketball, shall we?
We shall, man. Yeah, look, I've been calling it all day, Alex, the game of the century, right? I mean, you've got the Wisconsin Badgers returning all their starters, returning most of their core, like 95% of their scoring from a year ago. And then you've got my alma mater, our alma mater.
Yes.
UW Stevens Point, new head coach, some new players. Kent Dernbach, the former lacrosse coach, coming to town. It's going to be the game of the century.
I bet.
I lose by 35 points, but game of the century.
Let's go ahead and jump right into it here. Obviously, Wisconsin basketball, as you mentioned, Alex, opens up exhibition play tonight against Stevens Point. Now, this is a team that had quite a bit of expectations last year. They finished 20-15, 9-11 in Big Ten play. Where do you think they need to improve the most?
I think just consistency on the offensive end has been the big emphasis for Greg Gard, the head coach, and a lot of the returning players. And as I mentioned, they get a lot of that scoring back. But offensive consistency has been the big motivator for this team. And they add some more offensive firepower this year with A.J. Storr, the transfer, and a freshman they anticipate that will contribute in Gus Yaldin. So, look, I mean, this is a team that lost a lot of close games last year. And they missed an offensive flamethrower. So they need somebody to step up and be that guy, whether that's Connor Asija making a big jump from his freshman to sophomore year, whether that's Chucky Hepburn making it more of a consistent thing for him, as it was rather inconsistent for him as a sophomore point guard a year ago. But they need somebody offensively to be their guy offensively, and I think they'll be fine. I mean, chemistry is something that's tough to build in college hoops unless you've got a ton of NBA guys in their freshman year. So bringing this group back, the most of their group back, is huge for them.
I definitely agree. You mentioned the big group. You mentioned Hepburn and Asijan. They also have Max Klesman, who is a Nina kid, transferred from Wofford to come back here. Stephen Crowell is coming back next year. And also Tyler Wall is returning as a graduate student. Who do you think is going to take the biggest step forward this year, or who would you like to see?
I think there's two answers here, right? Tyler Wall, who I had a sit-down with, and you can find that on YouTube in its entirety, on Mr. Irrelevant a couple weeks back. You know, he talked about the decision. It was easy for him to come back, and he'd been dealing with injuries the last 2 years, so he wants, number one, a healthy season, but number two, his most consistent season on the offensive side. And then the other guy that I've already brought up, Connor Asijan, he's made Madison a home quicker than any student-athlete I've seen in my time here, and only a sophomore. He's only, what, 19 or 20 years old. He's got the shot. He's got some swag on the offensive side. So I think the sophomore jumper slump is typically how we look at it, right? I mean, at any level of sports, it's that second year, you want to see either a major jump or typically it's a slump. And I think it's going to be the former for Connor Asijan, who looks to be probably their leading scorer here in 23-24.
Again, talking here with ESPN Madison's Alex Strove, host of Mr. Irrelevant every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday here on the Sports Q on WJJQ. Alex, as we know, Big Ten, when it comes to men's basketball, really any sport, is very, very tough. I do think it is a tad weaker this season. You still have Purdue and Michigan State that are in the top five in the preseason AP poll, obviously with Purdue bringing back Zach Edey, which was big. You've got Michigan State, who is always well-coached under Tom Izzo, and you've also got Illinois, who's in the top 25 to begin the year. Do you think Purdue is the team to beat in the Big Ten this year, just on paper?
I think on paper you're right about that. I think your point with Tom Izzo and Michigan State, they're always a tough out, especially in February and March, the Big Ten tourney and the NCAA tournament. But Illinois is interesting to me. I don't know if you saw their scrimmage score last week, but they're 25th ranked in the country. They just beat out the Badgers, who are technically 26th of the first team off the AP poll. Yeah, I think those are the three teams to keep an eye on. Wisconsin's obviously in there, but your point that you led that question with, Alex, is totally true. The Big Ten in any sport is ultra competitive. There's going to be a team that comes out of nowhere, and I don't know who that'll be. But Wisconsin does have high expectations. I think I don't want to call Greg Gard's seat hot by any means, but I think the temperature is warmer than lukewarm, or room temperature, given the way things went last year, and ultimately the precedent that Athletic Director Chris McIntosh has set over the course of the last year and a half. Right? I mean, mediocrity is not acceptable to the University of Wisconsin. So if this team somehow, which I don't anticipate happening, misses the tournament, that's going to be a really big red flag for Greg Gard. So the expectation should be high. I think this is a team that we saw last year get off to a hot start. They're competing with a team like Kansas.
Yes.
In the Thanksgiving time tournament a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
They've got tough competition right out of the gate.
Yeah, they do.
They've got a top 10 Marquette team early at the Kohl Center. So these are big games early on in the season that'll set the tone on what this team can be and ultimately what the potential is. But I think they're obviously in the top four of that conference, and I anticipate them being there in February.
So obviously you mentioned last season, Alex, they lost in the NIT semifinals to North Texas, just a really roller coaster season. They got off to a hot start, as you mentioned, and then they fizzled in Big Ten play. What do they need to do to get back to the NCAA tournament this year?
I think just do the things we've talked about already. I think consistency is huge. Defensively has always been their bread and butter, right? Just be a strong defensive team, hold teams to the lowest point totals of the year, and I anticipate they'll do that again under a really good head coach on the defensive end in Greg Gard. But offensively, it's just finding their identity and finding who that flamethrower can be for them. So it's just doing those things that we've already talked about. That'll be so important for them throughout the stretch of this season, especially in Big Ten play, but even early on in these non-conference games that I've mentioned. And it starts obviously tonight in an exhibition game, but it really starts Monday against a weak Arkansas State team.
Yeah, let's go ahead and jump into it as we're talking here with Alex Stroh from ESPN Madison. Again, if you want to check him out, he hosts Mr. Irrelevant every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on ESPN Madison. Also, you can check it out on Spotify. The first game of the season, as you mentioned, Alex, is Monday at home against Arkansas State. And also, you mentioned some tough non-conference opponents. Tennessee, who's ranked number 9, Marquette number 5. Mm-hmm. And the only other team that we didn't mention was Arizona. They're ranked number 12. They go on the road to them as well. So what will you be looking for in their opener against Arkansas State coming up on Monday?
Yeah, Arkansas State is really the least of the worries in terms of those other three games, that three opponents in the top 15. But I think it's just establishing what their identity is again, Alex. Like I think this team lacked that last year, and it was such a roller coaster ride. They'd be in a 3-point game, and then all of a sudden it's a 15-point game, or they'd be in a game or have a lead at halftime, or they're losing to halftime. I forget who the opponent was last year, but it was one of those weak non-conference opponents. They were trailing at halftime, and they ended up winning that game, but it's just getting off to a fast start and figuring it out early. But again, I think it's so rare in college basketball to have a returning group like Wisconsin has this year. I think that's why the expectations are so high for a team that didn't even make the NCAA tournament, to get as many votes as they got in the preseason AP poll, to be just, if whatever it was, 40 points short of being ranked in the top 25 heading into this season. This group is rare, and having what Greg Gard has is rare. So you have to take advantage of it, and I think they will. So I think just getting off to a fast start and winning that first game, and I think more of the lessons that you'll want to look for and learn from don't come up until you see Tennessee and Arizona and Marquette.
Exactly. And again, you look at the schedule also. Two of those games are going to be at home. Wisconsin gets Marquette and Tennessee at home this year as well. They do go to Arizona, which is always a tough environment to play in, but it's going to be a very, very interesting non-conference season to begin the year.
No doubt. Yeah, and I like that, right? I mean, you look at football too. They're doing that too. They've got Alabama next year. So test yourself when it doesn't not necessarily count as much, and then once you get into Big Ten play and you're playing the Michigan States and the Purdues and the Illinois of the world, I like it. I like testing yourself early, and I think the coaches do too.
Again, Badgers have their exhibition game with UW-Stevens Point tonight. Their season opener is Monday at home against Arkansas State. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock from the Kohl Center. Alex Stroh, if you want to go ahead and check him out, he is with ESPN Madison down there. He hosts Mr. Irrelevant every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Also, you can check it out on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. Alex, thank you once again for joining me. I very much appreciate it.
Very much appreciate you having me on, my friend. I'm sure we'll do it again soon.
Absolutely. Alex Stroh from ESPN Madison, thank you for joining me. We'll be back with more of the Sports Q right after this here on WJJQ.
Covering sports from Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay, and the Northwoods. You're listening to the Sports Q with Alex Cook on WJJQ.
We all have hopes, dreams, and goals for ourselves and our family. This is Rich Teggie with Wealth Strategy Group. Financial goals are no different than any other goal. It all starts with a plan. We know the importance of a solid financial plan focused on what's most important to you. We listen and take the time to understand your vision and create a strategy to pursue your specific dreams and goals. We would appreciate the opportunity to discuss your goals, understand your financial situation, and create a plan tailored to reaching your desired retirement lifestyle. Wealth Strategy Group is here to provide the assistance you need. Call us today at 453-0722 or access us on the web at wsginvest.com or stop by our office on North 4th Street in Tomahawk. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Get on board at Outboards Bar and Grill, North 4th in Tomahawk. Outboards serves their fantastic menu selections from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. daily. Stop on by for happy hour from 2 until 5, Monday through Thursday. Outboards Bar and Grill, North 4th in Tomahawk, features their Friday fish fry with cod, walleye, shrimp, and catch of the day. It's Outboards Bar and Grill, North 4th in Tomahawk. Get on board.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you on this wonderful Wednesday evening. You can never go wrong with a little bit of Bruce Springsteen. That's one of his more underrated hits, Murder Incorporated. Bruce Springsteen is one of the only few guys that I've got the chance to see live. I have seen Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Bruce Springsteen, and Night Ranger live. That is it in terms of my concert expertise. I wish I could see more, but no expense that those can get. Let's now go ahead and dive into some Packer football. All right, another rough showing for the Green Bay Packers also this past weekend, losing 24-10 to the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings, obviously, they lost Kirk Cousins for the rest of the season. It is going to be with a torn Achilles. First of all, let me just go ahead and say I hope that Kirk Cousins is well. I know that, you know, there's pretty much Packer fans up here in Wisconsin, but I have seen the quarterback series that Netflix put out, and Kirk Cousins is not a bad guy by any stretch of the imagination. As a matter of fact, I feel like that I emulate him in a lot of ways because my wife ends up buying most of my outfits and she ends up dressing me. So there you go. So I got the chance to listen to Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love speak after the game in the media auditorium. And one of the things that I've noticed is it's the same theme for the last few weeks with this young team. Listen very carefully to what LaFleur and Love said.
Not being able to convert on third down, conversely, not getting off the grass on third down, struggles in the red zone, starting the game out, I want to say 4-3 and outs. It's hard to get into a rhythm offensively. And then, you know, when we need to stop or whatever, we weren't able to do that. Although I do think that our defense did provide and special teams did provide some opportunity for us when it was 24-10 to have an opportunity to come back in that game, which you got to capitalize that on those ops, and we've not been able to do that. So extremely disappointed, and we'll find out what everybody in that locker room, what we're all made of.
So it comes down to right there at the end. You know, we had opportunities. Defense did a great job. You know, the field goal block unit did a great job, and it's tough. We didn't make plays right there at the end. We had opportunities. It's on everybody.
So, do you notice that the thing with them in the clips is that missed opportunities, frustrated? And I understand, even LaFleur said it himself, Packer fans are frustrated. I'm frustrated as a fan, which is understandable. I mean, we're not used to seeing this football. And it's okay that we're not used to seeing this football because we knew that this was going to be a rebuilding year with this squad. But let me just go ahead and iterate a couple points for you. The worst case scenario for Green Bay is now in play, which is 4-13, 5-12. Matt LaFleur or Brian Gutekunst may end up getting fired, and people may find out that Jordan Love isn't the answer. And Gutekunst said that the next 10 games are going to tell us a lot about where Jordan Love's progression is as a quarterback, so we'll keep an eye on that. In the last five games, the Packers have had 9 first-half points. No progress. Everything seems to be coming apart for this team. And to me, there's not even really a strong foundation that you can build on. And they made that apparent when they traded away Rasul Douglas yesterday at the trade deadline. So that got me thinking, and I obviously try to make as many connections as I can when I'm at Lambeau, you know, talking with certain people, getting to know, you know, where they are. I run into Hunter Baumgart on occasion when I'm there, and he'll be on, by the way, next week to talk some Brewers because some questions about Craig Counsell's future in Milwaukee. Worst offense in Packers history? That was back in 1977. They had a 4-10 record, and they only averaged 9 points. They didn't even average 10 points a game. They had 134 points that season. They only had more than 20 points once, and that was in their 24-20 win over New Orleans in the season opener. They had seven games where they've had 9 points or less. Seven. That is the worst Packer offense in franchise history, in my opinion. I don't think it's that bad, but my God, it certainly is getting there. Because you've got, not only do you have a young quarterback, you've got a young receiving core that hasn't really developed over the last couple of years, where you expected sophomore jumps from Christian Watson and Romeo Dobbs. It seems like those are more slumps, even though Dobbs does have 5 touchdown catches this season. But again, this Packers offense has consistently gotten out to slow starts. They need to get out to a quick start. And they've got the Rams next. The Rams do still have a pretty good defense, but they could be without Matt Stafford. So I consider that a winnable game, in my opinion. But I'll go ahead and just reiterate this to Packer fans. They are 2 missed field goals and a Love interception away from being 5-2. And they had 6 drops yesterday. So it wasn't all in Love. The receivers have got to catch the ball. The receivers have got to catch the ball. Christian Watson, I think, had 2 drops in the end zone. And now, something needs to change with this team, as I've said before. I don't know if it's Jordan Love. I don't know if it's Matt LaFleur, Joe Barry, Brian Gutekunst, Mark Murphy, Adam Stanovich, who's the offensive coordinator. It could be all of the above. They may need to just tear it down and start from scratch. It looks like that the Raiders are going to be doing that as well. And we can safely say this. Anyone that, again, I said this last week, anyone that thinks that Jordan Love is the issue, I'm sorry, that's not the case. He's not the only problem here. They just have a very young team, and they don't have a lot of direction. They don't seem to have a lot of direction. These next 10 games are going to tell us a lot about where Green Bay's future is at this point. Taking a look at other scores from Week 8 across the NFL. Buffalo over Tampa Bay, 24-18. Dallas over the Rams, 43-20. Jets over the Giants in overtime, 13-10. Philadelphia over Washington, 38-31. Jacksonville over Pittsburgh, 20-10. New Orleans over Indianapolis, 38-27. Tennessee upending Atlanta, 28-23. Miami over New England, 31-17. Carolina getting their first win of the season over Houston. Congratulations to the Panthers, 15-13. Seattle over Cleveland. I got an exact one right. My prediction, 24-20. That's what the score was, 24-20.
Wah, wah, wah.
I don't even know why I did that.
Are you crazy? Are you out of your mind?
Yes, I am. Baltimore knocking off Arizona, 31-23. San Francisco dropping their third straight.
Wah, wah, wah.
Losing to Cincinnati, 31-17. Denver upsetting Kansas City, 24-9.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Chargers over the Bears, 30-13, and Lions over the Raiders, 26-14. That prompted the Raiders to fire Josh McDaniels. Coming up on the other side of CBS News, we'll sit down with Hatchet Girls Swim coach Melissa Neiman and girls swimmer Paige DeKeep to talk about the sectional meet coming up this weekend. Plus, I'll make my NFL Week 9 predictions. That's coming up on the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Tomahawk, 31 degrees, 6 o'clock. Time for CBS News.
Bringing Wisconsin sports to the Northwoods. This is the Sports Q on WJJQ.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks. Some Americans are finally getting out of Gaza. CBS's Linda Kenyon has response from the White House.
Safe passage for wounded Palestinians and foreign nationals to exit Gaza has started.
The president says they include dual passport holders and the injured. And Mr. Biden says it was part of a team effort.
I want to thank our partners in the region, and particularly Qatar, who've worked so closely with us to support negotiations to facilitate the departure of these citizens.
Meantime, the bloodshed continues. CBS's Tina Krause.
In Jerusalem, mourners gathered for the funeral of one of at least 16 soldiers Israel says have been killed since the start of the ground invasion. While in Tel Aviv, sirens warned of incoming rockets, sending Israelis running to shelters.
Airstrikes have also killed Hamas militants in Gaza. The Federal Reserve decided not to raise interest rates today. Here's CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
If you are a saver, you are so happy because you are now seeing short-term savings rates in high-yield accounts, in money market accounts, in short-term certificates of deposit. You're seeing 5%.
That's the highest in decades. Donald Trump Jr. took the stand today at his father's fraud trial in New York. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
He said his father was not involved with decision-making during his presidency, but said that he has made some decisions since he left the White House. He also told the court he was aware that the company's former chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, left the company after nearly half a century because he was indicted for tax fraud in 2021, but said he knew little else about his exit.
In Oregon, thousands of teachers at public schools in Portland are on strike now for the first time. Venus Keller teaches first grade.
We're asking for help for our students. We're asking for more mental health supports, smaller class sizes, safe and clean classrooms free of mold and rodents and under 87 degrees, which was what my classroom was the other day.
Hundreds of actors also picketed today outside Disney Studios in Burbank as their contract talks continued. Chief SAG negotiator Duncan Crabtree Ireland.
Everyone knows there's a lot at stake in this negotiation. The industry has to change so that creative talent is respected and treated fairly. That's what we're fighting for.
The Texas Rangers could win the World Series tonight.
Now Seager to right center field, way back.
Sound courtesy of Fox, Texas beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 11-7 last night in Game 4. Game 5 starts in about 2 hours. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Just be natural. Try to roll around in it gracefully and not like a puppy.
Maria's photography studio is zooming into a flurry of projects.
Where did I put that memory card?
She needs an assistant to keep business in focus.
Hang on while I change the external flash. Oh,
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Halloween is over, but gather your gourds.
Unless you are the sort that's going to pop your leftover pumpkin in a blender to make pumpkin coffee or pie. Yeah, no idea how to do that. John Toole at the Horticulture Research Center in Minnesota says you can use them as a birdhouse.
You could take this guy, hollow out a little hole in there, and let the birds actually make a nest inside it.
Or you could offer it to that neighbor who has these on their balcony or in their backyard. Or you can just let it deflate over the winter and give it to your garden as a present in the spring.
By next season, it'll pretty much be just mush, and it'll be nice compostable material.
Allison Keys, CBS News.
Mariah Carey has defrosted. The Queen of Christmas posted a video on Instagram overnight to close out Halloween and officially usher in the holiday season. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
WJJQ Radio Sports Time, 6:05 p.m. It is too early to talk about Christmas. People should be talking about Thanksgiving right now as we speak, okay? Pete, please do not sleep on Thanksgiving. It's my favorite holiday because nothing beats food, family, and probably watching the Packers getting their butt kicked that day. It's currently 31 degrees under overcast skies at this WJJQ studio. Here's Tony Schumacher with your weather forecast.
The forecast for the Northwoods for tonight, partly cloudy, low temperature about 18 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a few degrees warmer with highs around 40, southwest wind 10 to 15. Friday, another day with quiet conditions, just occasional cloud cover, high 44. Saturday, partly or mostly cloudy, a small chance of some light rain showers for the afternoon into the evening, high 43. Sunday, mostly cloudy, high 45, a good chance of rain coming in Sunday night, possibly mixing with flakes of snow Monday before diminishing. Finishing Monday's high, cooling back to 39. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher for WJJQ.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Perfect lead in music. Nothing but a little bit of who? The Who, Bob O'Reilly. It's currently 6:07 here in the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ, and we have a special guest back in studio once again.
Here I come to save the day.
That means that Mighty Mouse is on the way.
We have Hatchet Girl Swim Coach Melissa Neiman here in studio. Melissa, thank you once again for joining me.
Thank you for having me again.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and get right into it here. Hard to believe that the postseason is already here. It seems like it just began yesterday.
You know, I would like to say it feels like it just began yesterday, but 85 days ago swimming started. We have the longest season out of any high school sport. So
yeah, I know.
Like, cheers to my athletes and all the coaches out there that are coaching girls swimming. We have made it.
Yes, yes, you have. You ladies start before football and you end right after, yeah, right in the middle of November.
We still have, 10 more days left of
our
season.
There you go, there you go. So let's go ahead and focus in on the regular season a little bit. We've talked a little bit about it. It was a bit of an up and down season.
Yes.
What did you think of your team's performance overall, though, this year?
Overall, my team, they did really, really well. You know, we had a lot of challenges come our way with injuries and sickness, and it just hit us. And this is the first year I've had to deal with sickness where it took out multiple athletes and injuries, but they overcame all the challenges. And, you know, at the beginning of the year, they all set goals, and I feel like the majority of them met their goals. And, you know, they have Saturday again to beat those goals.
There you go. We'll get into the sectional meet, obviously, yes, later on. Your team obviously had the conference meet also a couple weeks ago in Anago. This is the first time we've spoken since then. Why don't you break down what you thought of your team's performance that day?
Anago was, you know, it was challenging for us because, you know, obviously not many people know swimming, but we swim yards.
Mm-hmm.
Anago's a meter pool. So right away, it was, we have to swim meters, and then, you know, there's a time conversion, so the girls would finish their race, they'd look up and be like, I have no idea what that is. Like, is that my best time? So, you know, you have to convert all the times for them to let them know how they did. But overall, everyone did great. One of the highlights was Emma Hoff finally broke a 30. She got that 29 she's been aiming for
there
all
go.
Season. And just the yelling from her after I made the conversion on my calculator, you know, doing all that on the side. You know, everybody was in great spirits, and our relays podiumed better than I thought they would. You know, I was expecting a 6, and they came out with a 5.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is wonderful. That is wonderful. This is what I felt like you were when you were in Anago.
I'm living in a cuckoo clock.
Yes, yes.
That's pretty much
I think all the other coaches were, you know, like typically we're on the sideline, on the side of the pool with our stopwatches. We didn't even take times because the conversion it's very difficult.
I believe it.
And it messes with the girls' minds. And I'm like, wait, you know what? We're just going to have the best meet we're going to have, and we'll talk about it later.
There you go.
Yeah.
Again, talking here with Hatchet Girl Swim Coach Melissa Neiman here on the Sports Q on WJJQ. Melissa, You had a pretty small senior class, obviously, this season. One of them being Paige DeKeep, who, by the way, we'll hear from her also after this, to get her thoughts on what's going on in the sectional meet and what she needs to do to get back to state. What will you remember the most about this particular senior class?
Oh, the senior girls. Well, you know, Maggie Lash, who I've coached since she was a little kid. You know, she's a homeschool student that she's been great. And one thing about her is that she works. So she only comes to practice a few days a week and works on the off season. So I give her so much credit for balancing school and work. And she's taking college classes. She's just dedicated. Maddie List has just been, you know, she's been battling this injury all season. And she's trying to stay positive through that, mm-hmm, keeping everybody else motivated through the season. And I'm super proud of her. I know she's excited for this sectional and nervous. And of course, Paige, you know, she's had phenomenal success.
Yes.
But you don't know that when you talk to her. She's just so grounded and caring, mm-hmm, and she's always cheering on everybody else. And it's, you know, oh, wow, Maddie looks like she's swimming really well today. Did you see that?
There you go.
They're just a great group of girls, and I will miss them.
I bet you will. And I
can't
talk
about it too much because I will cry, and they will tell you that I'm a crier.
Oh, boy. Well, let's go ahead and focus in on DeKeep a little bit more. I sat down with her earlier this week. Again, the interview will air right after the upcoming commercial break. How much of a leader has she been for this squad?
She's been really great. You know, she works so hard. And I know that the other girls, we pushed a lot of them to swim the sets that Paige swims. And that has really helped them with their times and, you know, adding more yardage to them. And, you know, some days they're like, are we doing Paige's workout or are we doing ours? And like, no, you're going to do what Paige is doing today. And they've adjusted, and obviously their times are showing that. So that's been wonderful. And, you know, you always see them at practices high-fiving and talking to each other in the locker room. What we're going to do this weekend. You know, it's just a great group of friends more than it is a team. It's wonderful.
That is great. Again, we're talking here with Hatcher Girls Swim Coach Melissa Neiman here on the Sports QNW JJQ. Obviously, we talked a little bit about the sectional meet earlier. Let's get right into it here. It's at Prairie River Middle School down in Merrill.
Yes, it's a far drive.
I live in Merrill, for perspective, okay?
I'm really excited that we don't have to spend 2 hours on a bus.
How do you think I felt going to Southern Door two Fridays ago for football?
Yeah, I get it. Uh-huh.
So again, let's go ahead and focus in on the meet. The sectional meet, obviously, Rhinelander's going to be the clear-cut favorite in this particular sectional. But what will you be looking for from your team in this meet?
You know, I feel like our taper, like right now we're tapering, which means that, you know, we're cutting yardage. We're still working on that speed. They've been swimming so well. And, you know, their times are improving at practice. I mean, they're not in their speed suits. They're at practice. They're with their friends. And they're still swimming their best times. So I'm expecting a lot of personal bests this Saturday just from what I'm seeing in practice.
Let's hope so. Let's hope that we can get it. Melissa, do you have any final thoughts here before we wrap this up?
You know, if you see these girls are, you know, in the halls or, you know, in town, just cheer them on. Like I said, it's 85 days today. Did I mention that we are on day 85? These girls have been swimming 5-6 days a week, 2 hours a day.
Yeah.
Since before school started.
I know.
Yeah. So they're getting tired, but man, I'm expecting wonderful things from them, and I can't wait to come back and tell you how great they did.
Well, let's hope that we can get wonderful things from them coming up on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, and I'm sure I'll probably be talking to you next week about going to state.
Oh, really? You think so, do you?
I do. I really do.
All right. Well, good to know. Obviously, Hatcher Girls Swim Coach Melissa Neiman, the sectional meet down at Prairie River Middle School in Merrill gets underway Saturday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And coming up afterwards, we'll figure out where Paige DeKeep is going to college.
I'm a college man. I won't need my high school diploma anymore. I am too smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
That's next here on the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Talking about the sports teams that you care about. Youth, high school, college, and pro. This is the Sports Q on WJJQ.
This is Roger at Heritage Chevrolet. Everyone is aware of the new vehicle shortage, and we thank you for understanding this unprecedented situation. We continue to work with Chevrolet on securing more inventory. At the current time, most new cars and trucks ordered for stock are sold before they arrive. If you would like to order your new Chevrolet, come in and visit Mike, Mark, or Roger. This way you can order what you want, including the options that GM has available. So what about service? Your vehicle deserves expert care from our factory-trained technicians who use the latest technology and equipment. That's certified service from the experts at Heritage Chevrolet. Schedule your appointment online at heritagechev.com/service or call 453-2119. Heritage Chevrolet, North 4th Street in Tomahawk.
Do you have uncoated concrete? When concrete is left unprotected, moisture can combine with organic particles in the concrete's pores, which can lead to the growth of mold, mildew, and bacteria, which also can lead to negative health outcomes. Wisconsin Coating Specialist offers coatings that seal off pores and prevents moisture from penetrating the surface to provide you with a durable, clean, and beautiful surface for the whole family to enjoy. Call Wisconsin Coating Specialist for your free estimate, 715-298-9533. Wisconsin Coating Specialist, tough and beautiful.
Foley's Tree Service, caring for your trees since 1980. This is Ted Foley, ISA certified arborist and second generation family owner. Our employees are trained and educated professionals who respect your property as if it was their own. Whether it is tree removals, pruning, stump grinding, lot and land clearing, tree preservation, or even storm damage cleanup, we are here when you need us. Call us at 715-453-2407, or for our Minocqua listeners, 715-358-2406. Check us out online at foleystreeservice.com. Foley's Tree Service, fully insured and offering free estimates.
And welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ Tomahawk. Good to have you along here on this Wednesday evening. Hope you're having a great day. Currently joining me is a very special guest. We have our first Hatchet athlete interview of the season. We welcome Tomahawk girls swimmer, senior Paige DeKeep. Paige, welcome to the show and thank you for joining me.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, let's go ahead, get right into this here. This is your senior year. Why don't you go ahead and tell us a couple of your goals that you had set at the beginning of the season that you've accomplished so far?
I did want to get conference champ in both of my events, so that I did accomplish. I really want to make it to state, hopefully, again, and get a podium finish in both of my events, if possible. So that's what I'm really looking for at the end of the season.
So right now, as you look, we're currently in the postseason, obviously, for your squad. What did you like about your performance at the conference tournament in Anago a couple weeks ago?
You know, I had some really good competitors. It was a really close race, so that was really fun, being able to race some really good people. And I'm just looking forward to race those people again at sectionals and state, so yeah.
Talking here with Tomahawk Hatchet senior girls swimmer Paige DeKeep here on the Sports Q on WJJQ. Paige, you obviously have been to state a couple of times already in your high school career. What's it like competing in the state tournament?
You know, it's really intense, but it's always so fun meeting all these girls that are also at your same level, just like being able to compete with them and having this experience of like high intensity, but it's so fun to be there with everyone around you, just wanting to compete and do your best. Everyone wants to try their best, so it's really fun.
And then also, we do have a little bit, we announced this obviously last week, you are going to continue your swimming career at the University of Wisconsin Green Bay next fall. What led you to making that decision?
I really like Green Bay as a campus. It's really small, just like Tomahawk, so it's not really much of a change from here, but I really like the team, the atmosphere, the coach was really like gave me this opportunity. I was so grateful for it, and just really the campus is so like nice, right on the bay of Green Bay, so yeah, I loved it there.
Again, talking here with Tomahawk Hatchet senior girls swimmer Paige DeKeep here on the Sports Q on WJJQ. You know, Paige, you've been swimming for pretty much your whole high school career. Again, you've got two state berths, you've got countless top finishes in both conference and sectionals. What's been your biggest accomplishment so far in your high school career?
Probably my biggest accomplishment was second place state last year in the 100 butterfly. I hope to do that again this year, maybe take home a first place finish, so yeah.
That would definitely make the hometown proud,
wouldn't
it? Yes,
it would.
So let's go ahead. You've got your sectional meet coming up this weekend. You go to Prairie River Middle School down in Merrill. You're going up against some really stiff competition.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think you and your team needs to do in order to have a strong day?
Well, we each need to perform our absolute best. We're really coming. I think we're going to do a great job if we continue what we're doing right now. Everyone's been dropping time consistently, so I think if we keep on that route, we're going to drop time, everyone.
What's it like to have Melissa Neiman as a coach?
She's so supportive and she's so encouraging to everyone. She's so positive at practice. I just love having her as my coach. I'm really going to miss her next year.
So what are you going to remember the most about your time being a swimmer here and an athlete at Tomahawk?
Well, it's just like the small town community. I just love how everyone like knows about you, and just like the small town atmosphere is just so welcoming and you feel like you belong here. Yeah.
Again, talking here with Tomahawk Hatchet senior girls swimmer Paige DeKeep. Paige, you know, I haven't had the chance to, you know, go to one of your meets, unfortunately, and that's because, you know, you got all this other stuff going on. What's it like to compete in a swimming meet, you know, across northern Wisconsin?
Well, our team is very small, so, like, going against these other teams that are huge, it's different. Like, it's a lot different. It's, like, weird. Like, there's literally no one in the student section ever, but it's fun when people come, and then we get to go greet them, and they're cheering us on. It's just a good atmosphere in the pool, yeah.
So, final question I have for you before I let you go is, what are you going to remember the most about this particular team this year?
You know, I love every single one of the girls on the team. They're so supportive and just, like, kind and hard workers, and I'm just going to miss them a lot next year. And my coach, of course, Melissa. She was such a good coach to me, and I just love her positive attitude. I'm going to miss her a lot next year, too.
Paige, do you have any final thoughts before we wrap up here?
No, but thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Paige DeKeep, Hatchet senior girls swimmer. Again, the Hatchet section will meet down at Prairie River Middle School in Merrill this Saturday. That gets underway at 1 o'clock that afternoon. Paige, thank you for joining me.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more of the Sports Q right after this here on WJJQ.
Where Northern Wisconsin comes for in-depth Wisconsin sports talk. From youth sports to the pros, you are listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ.
John J. Shuny Construction is a family-owned company serving the area with trucking, excavating, and Wausau Homes. Their Wausau Homes design studio is at 1708 North 4th Street in Tomahawk and they're ready to help make every home buyer's experience an enjoyable one from start to finish. Call 453-2015 for Excavating Trucking and Wausau Homes from John J. Shuni Construction of Tomahawk.
Premier Heating and Cooling, your local Lennox dealer, would like to remind you the cold weather season is on the way. Make sure your furnace is ready. Lennox makes the air warmer, drier, cleaner, and better with innovative systems that are exceptionally quiet and energy efficient to save you money. Ask about the buy one and get one free special on a Wi-Fi enabled thermostat with a qualifying purchase of a heating and cooling unit. Call Premier Heating and Cooling at 453-4700 for a free estimate for your Lennox heating needs and great service after the sale, with special protection plan memberships available. Lennox innovation never felt so good. Premier Heating and Cooling, serving customers from Weston to Woodruff and locations in between. Call 453-4700, online at premierheatingcooling.com, or their showroom at the intersection of Muskellunge Lake Road and County Road A, Tomahawk.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Hope you're having a great Wednesday so far. You may be right, but I may be crazy.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
But needless to say, after my predictions going 10-6 for the NFL Week 8 last week, I think that it feels good to be back on top.
It's good to be king.
I mean, let's just be real about it, shall we? All right, so let's get into some scores from college football across the nation here. From this past week, number 6, Oklahoma goes down to Kansas 38-33. Number 4, Florida State over Wake Forest 41-16. Number 10, Penn State over Indiana 33-24. Number 1, Georgia over Florida 43-20. Number 18, Louisville shutting out number 20, Duke 23-0. Number 8, Oregon putting the shellacking on number 13, Utah 35-6. Number 7, Texas knocking off BYU 35-6. Number 14, Notre Dame routing Pittsburgh 58-7. Number 24, USC edging out California in the nail biter 50-49. Number 22, Tulane over Rice 30-28. Number 21, Tennessee over Kentucky 33-27. Number 5, Washington over Stanford 42-33. Number 19, Air Force over Colorado State 30-13. Number 23, UCLA over Colorado 28-16. Number 12, Ole Miss over Vanderbilt 33-7. Again, Wisconsin, they lost to Ohio State over the weekend 24-10. It was a tough showing for Wisconsin, needless to say, but they fought hard. They competed, just not enough converted opportunities Saturday night, very similar to the Packer game. Number 25, James Madison keeps it going. They knock off Old Dominion 30-27. Number 17, North Carolina falls out of the top 25, losing to Georgia Tech 46-42. And number 11, Oregon State upset by Arizona 27-24. Taking a look at the college football games for next week. We already have a top 25 matchup to kick off the day.
Are you ready for football?
Number 25, Kansas State at number 7, Texas. That's the big noon kickoff game at 11 o'clock. We've got number 3, Ohio State at Rutgers. Number 19, Tennessee at home against UConn. Number 11, Ole Miss against Texas A&M. Number 12, Notre Dame at Clemson. Number 18, Utah at home against Arizona State. Number 17, Air Force against Army. Number 10, Oklahoma at Oklahoma State. Number 4, Florida State at Pittsburgh. Number 15, Louisville at home against Virginia Tech. And we have another top 25 matchup for you.
Are you ready for some football?
Number 1, Georgia. This is, by the way, all the AP rankings. These are not college football playoff rankings. They are AP rankings. I'll go by the CFP rankings starting next week. Number 1, Georgia at home against number 14, Missouri. That'll be a really good matchup to see if Missouri is a true contender. Number 21, Tulane at East Carolina. Number 9, Penn State at Maryland. Number 23, James Madison will be at Georgia State. Number 6, Oregon at home against Cal. Number 22, Kansas, they vault into the top 25. They'll be in Iowa State. And we have another top 25 matchup for you.
Are you ready for some football?
This one in the Pac-12. Number 5, Washington at number 24, USC. Number 2, Michigan at home against Purdue. And now with our final top 25 matchup.
Are you ready for some football?
A classic SEC rivalry. Number 8, Alabama against number 13, LSU. Number 16, Oregon State is at Colorado. And number 20, UCLA is in Arizona. That is a look at college football scores from across the way here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ here on the Sports Q. Coming up after the break, I'll be making my NFL predictions for Week 9. This is the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Talking Packers, Badgers, Brewers, Bucks, and local sports. You are listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Is your furniture still too nice to throw out, but you need something different? No worries. We take trade-ins and offer great deals every day at Tomahawk Furniture and Gun. Stop in at 109 West Wisconsin Avenue to see our latest lineup and all your hunting needs, too. Did you hear? We opened a second location as well. Our new and used furniture and mattress outlet is located at 730 East 2nd Street in downtown Merrill. That's right, two great locations for all your wants and needs. It's Tomahawk Furniture and Gun, downtown Tomahawk, right next to the Pine Tree Supper Club, and our Merrill Furniture and Mattress Outlet on East 2nd Street. Price is so low, you've got to bend over to see them.
Come on, come on, choose, have the motion for you.
Hi, this is Stephanie Ahrens, Doctor of Physical Therapy at Health and Motion in Tomahawk. Health and Motion is a therapist-owned outpatient clinic with 8 locations in northern Wisconsin. Our skilled providers treat a wide variety of musculoskeletal conditions, post-surgical cases, vertigo, jaw pain, and many more. Here at Health in Motion, we value our one-on-one time with patients using treatments backed by research and cutting-edge technology to get our patients better faster and with greater satisfaction. Give us a call to schedule an evaluation or a complimentary 15-minute screen with one of our therapists. Majority of the time, we can get you scheduled within 48 hours. Simply call 453-6650 or look at our website, himwi.com.
So come on, come on, choose Health in Motion for you.
Here's a look at your Northwoods 92.5 forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 15. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 40. Lows dip down to about 26. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies expected. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki, and that's your forecast on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you just about 6:30. Good to have you along here on this wonderful, wonderful Wednesday evening. Nothing better than being here with me, I bet. I mean, I am the greatest person that I know. I mean, for real here. You know, it is incredibly fun when I do these predictions because you never know what you can get in the NFL. And the biggest thing I have noticed with these NFL predictions is like pretty much all sports, anything is unpredictable. So you never know what you're going to get in the sports. Obviously, the Raiders letting go of Josh McDaniels, going through a complete house cleaning, it looks like. I bet they brought the brooms with them. That was bad. I'm sorry. I'm already apologizing for the bad puns that I make. You know what? It's about damn time that I actually do that, because if I didn't start doing that, I would be one really, really punny individual. I'm surprised that my wife hasn't rolled her eyes at my puns yet. Oh, wait. Oh, wait. Okay, I humor myself way too much. If I humor myself this much, I can only imagine what it's like at home. But enough about me yapping. Let's go ahead and dive into our Week 9 NFL predictions. All right, so before we get into our predictions, 4 teams are off this week. That is the Denver Broncos, the Detroit Lions, Jacksonville, and San Francisco. San Francisco definitely needed it. Denver, Detroit, and Jacksonville all going in on high notes. Jacksonville winning 5 straight. Thursday night game tomorrow night. We'll have the broadcast of this game for you on WJJQ as Tennessee travels to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. Unsure of the status of Kenny Pickett. I'm going to presume that he plays. I'm going to go with the Steelers then as a result to knock off Tennessee 24-17. We got the Kansas City Chiefs and the Miami Dolphins in Frankfurt, Germany. This is going to be a star-studded matchup overseas at 8:30 o'clock. Get your Bloody Mary ready, Wisconsin. This is going to be a nip-and-tuck game. Again, we're waiting to see if Miami is going to win a game against a really, really good opponent. I think that's the case here. I will go with Kansas City losing to Miami 34-31. That Denver loss by Kansas City has left a sour taste in my mouth. Packers at home against the Rams. Unsure Matt Stafford is going to go for LA. Based on that, I'm going to go with the Packers. I know that they've lost 4 straight, but I feel like that their offense has to wake up at some point. I'm going to go with Green Bay over the Rams 23-20. Atlanta at home against Minnesota. Minnesota going to be without Kirk Cousins for the rest of the season. Falcons also making a quarterback change, going to Taylor Heinicke. I'm going to take Atlanta to win in a close game. I think it'll be 24-17. Chicago in New Orleans, another NFC North showdown. I'm going to take the Saints to win this game. I think they'll win based on the running game of Alvin Kamara. I also think that Michael Thomas is emerging. He's playing very well so far this season with Derek Carr at quarterback. I think the Saints offense will wake up a bit. I think they knock off Chicago 24-20. Washington at New England. This is going to be a very, very weird matchup, I think. New England, again, they are trying to get their season right. I don't know if Mac Jones is the answer for this particular franchise. I wouldn't be surprised if he is traded out of New England at the end of the season. I'm going to go with Washington to win 27-21. Houston at home against Tampa Bay. This is going to be a very intriguing matchup, in my honest opinion. I think that Houston, their loss to Carolina. Carolina was bound to win a game at some point. It just happened to come against the other team's starting, against the other team's rookie starting quarterback. So I'm going to take Houston to win. I think they'll bounce back and win. Tampa Bay, to me, is in free fall mode. I'm going to win 28-21 over Houston. Seattle at Baltimore. This is a very intriguing matchup. The Seattle Seahawks currently 5-2. Ravens 6-2. Geno Smith playing incredibly well again this season. We also have Lamar Jackson, who's been playing on an MVP caliber level, especially last time we saw him against Detroit. But I'm going to go with the upset here.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
I am going to go with the Seattle Seahawks to knock off the Baltimore Ravens 24-20. Cleveland at home against Arizona. Again, unsure if Deshaun Watson is going to go. The Cardinals have just traded Josh Dobbs to the Vikings to help them out. To help out Minnesota in the absence of Kirk Cousins, that leads to me that Arizona is going into full tank mode. Not sure what that means for Kyler Murray's future. I'm going to go with Cleveland to win 34-21. Carolina, again, after getting their first win of the season, they're not going to make it two in a row. They got Indianapolis at home. I think the Colts win by one. You got the Vegas Raiders taking on the New York Giants.
All hail the New York Giants.
New York Giants!
This prediction gave me a little bit of cause to pause, especially after the fact that the Raiders fired Josh McDaniels, Kevin Ziegler, and their offensive coordinator, and are benching Jimmy Garoppolo to see what Aiden O'Connell has for him. Las Vegas is a mess. I don't know if Daniel Jones is going to go for the Giants. I've been going back and forth with this. I initially had Vegas, but I think I'm going to switch it up and go with the Giants winning by three. Philadelphia at home against Dallas. This is the star-studded America's game of the week for you here. Eagles and Cowboys. This is going to be a fun one. Get a chance to see where Dallas is in terms of their contention. Again, they got bombarded by San Francisco a few weeks ago. This, I think, will be a much closer game for Dallas, but I still think the Eagles are the better team. So I'm going to go with Philly to win 32-28. And the Sunday night game for you, we'll have this game for you on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Star-studded quarterback matchup. Josh Allen on the Bills traveling to Cincinnati to take on Joe Burrow and the Bengals. This is going to be a back-and-forth game. This, again, was the site where DeMar Hamlin ultimately almost lost his life. I'm going to go with the Bengals to win. I think it'll be a close game. I think it'll go all the way down to the final seconds. And I think Joe Burrow takes the Bengals down the field, wins it on a game-winning field goal, 31-30. And the Monday Night Football game of the week. Again, we'll have this broadcast for you on WJJQ as the LA Chargers take on the New York Jets. Again, the Chargers were able to get back in the win column last week, knocking off the Bears. That should give that team a little bit more confidence. Again, the Jets, they're going in with Zach Wilson. They're performing a lot better than I thought they would, especially with their defense performing the way that it is. I am going to go, though, with the LA Chargers to win on the road. I think it'll be a very close game, but I think Justin Herbert will outperform Zach Wilson, and I think the Chargers win 23-21. Those are my NFL Week 9 predictions on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'll be back to wrap things up right after this.
Covering sports from Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay, and the Northwoods. You're listening to the Sports Cube with Alex Cook on WJJQ.
The Auto House in Tomahawk is your trusted destination for top-of-the-line vehicles and exceptional service. They're here to help you get ready for fall and winter driving season, and yes, it's that time of year. With a rich history, Gary and his Auto House family have been offering service to our Northwoods communities for over 40 years, and you're invited to check out the Auto House inventory with the best selection of vehicles in the area. Cars, trucks, SUVs, there's over 40 units to choose from. That makes your journey to find the perfect vehicle enjoyable, and more importantly, stress-free. If you need a temporary ride, Gary has you covered with a selection of rental vehicles, and if you need service on your existing vehicle, Or to get it ready for fall and winter driving, make an appointment with the ASC certified technician at the Auto House, doing business the right way. The Auto House on North 4th Street in Tomahawk, online at autohousecars.net. That's AUTOHAUS cars.net at the Auto House in Tomahawk.
We want your business to grow as much as you do. Hi, I'm Carla at Crossbridge Community Bank. There are a lot of things that make banking with us different, but for our area businesses, it's the flexibility and responsiveness we offer. Our loan decisions are made locally, plus we can work fast and offer options when you need them the most. We are the only community bank chartered in Lincoln County and owned by you, the depositors. Your success is our success. Stop in and see what it means to work with a bank that puts purpose first. Visit us online at crossbridge.bank.
Welcome back. Sports Q about ready to wrap things up here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Thank you once again for letting me be a part of your evening. Hope you enjoyed it. Taking a look at Hatchet Sports for the upcoming week. And as we just heard, we talked with Melissa Neiman and Paige to keep on the show today. Hatchet Girls Swim Team will compete in the WIAA Division II sectional meet at Prairie River Middle School in Merrill on Saturday. Events will begin at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon. We do also want to let you know as well, the Hatchet Winter Sports Broadcasts have been posted on our website, WJJQ.com. Just go onto the website, click on Sports Broadcast Schedule. We will have three broadcasts for you in the month of November. The first one is in 2 weeks. It will be Tomahawk Girls Basketball on the road at Butternut. Terry Tim will be back in the booth with me. Fairman Orthodontics pregame show at 6:50. Tip-off at 7:15. After that, we'll have girls basketball after Thanksgiving as well, when they open up Great Northern Conference play in Antigo. That will begin at 7:15 as well. Terry Tim will be back in the booth with me. And then the other one will be Hatchet Hockey. That will be on Thursday, November 30th. Zach Garner will join me in the booth for Tomahawk Hockey against Rhinelander. Fairman Orthodontics pregame show at 6:35. And the puck drops at 7 o'clock from Sarah Park here in Tomahawk. On next week's show, we will have Hunter Baumgart back on to talk about the Craig Council situation in Milwaukee. And who knows, maybe we'll have Melissa on, because as you just heard off the air, as I talked with her off the air, she's already got a van booked. She's ready to go. She wants to get this team to state, and I think that this team has a very good chance to do it this weekend as well. Good luck to all the Hatchet swimmers in Merrill this weekend, and thank you once again for joining me here on the Sports Q on WJJQ. I'm Alex Cook, and until next time, have a sport-tacular day. Hey-ya!
Listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ. Be sure to join again next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. for the latest sports news around the state and in our Northwoods community, right here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ Tomahawk.